officer.
Well, what is your analysis of Chuck's latest...
I don't know. We're just sitting here trying to untangle it.
The one thing I wanted you to throw into the pot is that you have to recognize the thing that you brought in earlier, that every individual here, of course, is trying quite intentionally to save his own position. The second thing, point is that one thing that demonstrates that is the almost absurd suggestion that Mitchell should go in and plead insanity, you know. I mean, what the hell? I mean, that's just unbelievable, you know, that they would suggest such a thing. That shows you how desperate.
The point is, I think they were suggesting, I think he was saying that's what he would do if he were his lawyer.
I know, but they're also covering up their
this
own.
This is a rather slimy fellow.
Well, you got to realize that this is the way they're indicating their own concern about their own problem. That's what their lawyer is concerned about. But I would not make decisions based simply on what they've told you on this. I mean, obviously, the fact that Hunt's going before the jury, fine. We understand that, and I'd make it on that. But some of the rest. Did Chuck bring over the transcript?
Nope. Just a minute. Chuck didn't have the transcript, did he?
No, and his partner said forget it.
Yeah, his partner said forget it. You'll never get the transcript. But they swear up one side and down the other and crosswise that it's absolutely true. But I'll tell you, listening to the thing, the other side,
you're convinced that you heard the transcript, didn't you?
Yeah.
What do you think? You think he's lying? Chuck is lying?
I find it very hard to believe that he's telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. And John does too, isn't that true?
I think so, yes.
In fact, John said that he believed that we're good and ready to crack and go in and tell
no
the
question. It isn't ready to crack. He's obviously worked out with the lawyers the plan for it, and he's trying.